This is a Triple J podcast.
Hey, it's Dave Marchese with your deep dive for the week, and we're looking at a story that clearly impacts so many of you. And it's because it involves apprenticeships, and a lot of people do apprenticeships, and maybe you forget sometimes just how many jobs rely on this kind of training. It's not just construction workers. You might work in butchery. You might be a hairdresser. Maybe you're in landscaping, whatever it is. So many people rely on apprentices, and so many young people rely on this form of training to skill up for a career they'll hopefully spend a lot of time in, many years. But the reality is nearly half of all apprentices end up dropping out. That obviously could be due to a huge number of factors. They're not interested in the work. They find something that they'd rather do a little bit more. But one thing that is driving a lot of people out of their jobs is a culture of hazing that seems to be really prevalent among apprentices. Now, as you're about to hear, the severity ranges. It can be anything from just being made to feel a bit uncomfortable.
When it kept getting more and more and derogative, it sat in and it was like, well, maybe they're right. Maybe I shouldn't be here.
To being physically assaulted.
One of them would nudge me, like just enough to throw me off my balance.
And support services for young workers say the scale of this issue is really alarming and we've got to do something about it.
It's about a culture that's gone unchecked, unchallenged and under-regulated for far too long.
Look, after we started talking about this, we were inundated with stories from so many of you, people saying, this happened to me and it might have been a couple of years ago. Maybe it's happening to you right now.
I got racial slurs thrown at me. I've also had just my tools kicked around, even, you know, just sort of being treated pretty badly.
So are there some industries worse than others? Well, we're going to dive deep into all of that, address this massive problem of hazing and harassment in apprenticeships, starting off with Hack reporter April McLennan, who has been hearing about some of your experiences.
Things like shooting nails at me from across the roof.
Fresh out of school, Josh started a roof tiling apprenticeship in Victoria.
You know, they'd call me from one side of the roof to the other to walk across the rafters. And then when I'd get there, one of them would nudge me, like just enough to throw me off my balance.
Josh was only 16 when he started his apprenticeship. He says he felt powerless on site.
I felt really small, like these are grown men that I was working around with. Instead of going to work and learning, I was just trying to like survive the day, you know?
While he wasn't physically injured on the job, Josh reckons it took a toll in other ways.
Because I had the, you know, pressure from the parents to get a job, I really wanted to make them proud and stay in the job. But then, you know, it was also making me really anxious, just the thought of going to work and, you know, what's going to happen today or what are they going to do today sort of thing. Yeah, what wasn't really great for my mental health, especially my first experience into the working life.
Josh isn't alone. Heaps of people have experienced bullying on the job site too.
Comments were made that I don't belong on a building site, or are you sure you're in the right job, or like you should only be in the kitchen making us boys the sandwiches and doing coffee runs and all of that.
Sally reckons she missed out on heaps of training during the first couple of years of her carpentry apprenticeship because of bullying. By the way, that's not her real name. We've changed it to protect her identity.
I wasn't allowed to touch any tools, even to pack them away, unless the boss was there, was pretty much handed the broom and said, this is all you're good for.
The bullying made Sally question whether she should even finish her apprenticeship.
Like, I understand there's banter at work, but when it kept getting more and more and more derogative, it kind of just, it sat in and it was like, well, maybe they're right. Maybe I shouldn't be here.
It does create a barrier to entry into encouraging people into the industry.
The number of people entering apprenticeships and traineeships hasn't kept up with population growth. Master Builders Australia CEO Danita Wan reckons bullying has an impact.
Any one incidence of bullying is unacceptable, and it is something that the industry has been working hard to stamp out. It doesn't happen everywhere, but it happens enough.
She says half of all apprentices don't finish their training.
Part of the complaints we hear is around bullying, but equally it is also people finding it difficult in their third year of more complex training for apprentices or the lure of higher paying jobs.
So why can job sites be so toxic? Well, Danita reckons the gender divide could be to blame.
When you look at trades, 98% of trade qualified people are male. And that is that sort of that more masculine, toxic culture that can exist when you have one particular gender. When you have a gender balance, there is far greater stability and less toxic nature in a workplace.
Josh ended up quitting his apprenticeship because of the toxic culture, but he got another gig with his mate's company.
Sort of gave me a fresh perspective on work sites that they're not all toxic and that some of them can be really fun.
Sally also left the company she started with to find a better work environment.
The people I work with and work for, that they really respect me, and a lot of the times they say that I can lift more than the boys on site.
So what should you do if you're being treated badly on a job site? Well, Josh and Sally reckon you got to find someone who has your back.
So I feel like if you can find the one person that you connect with and, you know, you can talk to and vent to, then it takes a weight off your shoulders. A problem shared is a problem halved.
Like if you're feeling nervous or anxious, or you are feeling like you're being bullied, just speak up and speak to someone. And if they don't listen, then take it further. Take it to their superiors or take it to Fair Work. Just don't be afraid to speak up. Being bullied isn't a weak thing. It doesn't make you a weak person.
Hack on Triple J.
April McLennan reporting there. I've got so many messages coming through on this one. Someone says, I started two apprenticeships and was bullied out of both. It put me in a really tough state mentally and financially. Another person says, I was a chef's apprentice at a place where I was the only girl. The men picked on you, exclude you, and the jokes that they made regularly about the female heavyweight staff was appalling. No chef gets paid enough, apprentice or not, to be in this toxic, toxic culture. We've got someone on the line with us now. Lyndon is with us. Lyndon, you're an apprentice. Can you tell us what kind of apprentice you are?
Hi, Dave. Yes, so I'm a fourth-year electrician apprentice just based in Melbourne.
And have you experienced any kind of hazing throughout your 4 years? What kind of stuff has happened to you?
I definitely did experience some hazing. This was more prominent in my first year of my apprenticeship. You get your small jokes every now and then, which you can, you know, settle with. But some things would be like, I got racial slurs thrown at me. I've also had my tools kicked around, even, you know, just sort of being treated pretty badly. Correct. So yeah, that's what I went through.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, how did you deal with it? Was it stuff that you reported? Did you stay at that company? Did it force you out? Or what ended up happening?
So look, I did try and speak up about it. Set my foot down. Set my boundaries. At the time, it was sort of blown off. I did end up just leaving the company altogether, and luckily since then I haven't experienced anything like that at all.
And do you hear, Lyndon, from like other apprentice mates of them going through similar kind of things?
Correct. Honestly, the stuff I say, I've heard way worse stories from others. It's quite disappointing to see.
Oh, well, look, thank you very much for sharing your experience, Lyndon. I really appreciate you opening up like that, and you're not alone. So many people who are talking about this. Someone says, my partner got lifted up, stripped naked and covered in grease during his apprenticeship. Another person says, this behaviour is one of the reasons I left my trade to work in men's mental health. It's not okay to be bullied. Please reach out to either a mental health specialist or someone you feel comfortable to talk to. Look, let's get into this chat a bit more now with Yolanda Robson, who's director of the Young Workers Centre in Victoria. And that's all about helping young workers learn about their rights. Hey, Yolanda, thank you very much for joining us on Hack.
Thanks for having me.
Do you get a lot of apprentices coming to you reporting bullying or harassment at work?
Yeah, we hear from apprentices every single day who are being bullied, harassed, or just pushed beyond the safe limits of the job. We also see apprentices who are shortchanged, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars, either through wage theft or unpaid TAFE fees that the employer is supposed to cover. And those unpaid TAFE fees prevent the apprentice from going to school to get the formal qualification in the first place, which I'd also argue is incredibly harmful to an apprentice's well-being when they're being so shortchanged they can't afford to keep the lights on or put fuel in the car to actually get to work. And at the Young Workers Centre, we're reading these recent reports that reveal like the cultural vulnerabilities within these high-risk sectors. And I want to flag that high risk doesn't have to mean dangerous. And whilst like failures in high-risk sectors are rare, they do happen, and it can and does cost people's lives. Nearly 2 in 5 workers admit that they've refrained from reporting safety concerns due to a fear of repercussions or a belief that nothing would change. So this is not just a handful of bad employers or bad work sites.
Yeah.
What we're seeing here is systemic exploitation to a group of people who know that if they call out this behaviour, they'll likely either face a worse reaction or get fired. So you've got this pattern of young workers asking, where do we turn when work's not safe?
I mean, we're hearing from so many people now, Yolanda. Like, I'm sure you can imagine you're seeing similar stories come through your office. I mean, Stephen says, I'm a third-year electrical apprentice. I just left a company because of bullying. Would walk in every day and have my tools stripped or tipped in the bin, ladders shaken when I was on them. And when I complained, they said to just man up. I was let go in the end because I was complaining too much. Are there any industries, Yolanda, that seem to be worse than others? Like if you compare construction to butchery or hospo, is there one that stands out?
Look, I'd love to say that there's one particular industry, but unfortunately it's pretty even across the board. The stats that tell us these issues come up anywhere there's an apprenticeship system, and that includes construction to beauty, the creative trades as well. So we do see the same behaviour among chefs, hairdressers, jewellers, electricians, mechanics, you name it. Whenever there's an apprenticeship system, whenever there's that power imbalance, we're seeing that sort of that hazing culture. So it's not about one industry. It's about a culture that's gone unchecked, unchallenged and under-regulated for far too long. For some older tradespeople, this may have been seen as, you know, toughening up the apprentice. But I think with younger workers and especially women and workers of colour, we're pushing back and saying, no, this isn't a rite of passage. It's actually bullying and it's dangerous and it's got no place in a modern work site.
We've got more messages coming through. Someone says, I'd love to get a building or carpentry apprenticeship, but I've lost count with how many times I've been laughed at when I've approached people. We've got someone else, though, who says, I've been an electrician for years and I'm proud to say that I've never personally witnessed anything like this. I also like to think that I'd put a stop to it if I saw it, which, yeah, I mean, that's an important element to this as well, is peers calling out stuff and making sure that they're also reporting things that are not right. This is Hack. I'm Dave Marchese. I'm speaking with Yolanda Robson, who's the director of the Young Workers Centre in Victoria, and we're speaking about hazing in apprenticeships, bullying, and the fact that so many apprentices are quitting or being forced out of their jobs because of this harassment, which goes to physical concerns, verbal abuse. Yolanda, do you think a lot of younger workers just think it's normal because it's their first job?
I mean, yes, but I think the apprentices we talk to and assist, apprentice dropout rates sit at 53% in Victoria. And more than half of those who don't finish say it's because of bullying or harassment. So I think part of it is generational. There's still that hangover from the idea that apprentices should just put up with rough treatment. And maybe at some point in time, maybe there were benefits to the job that made it so you could slog it out. But when you combine the fact that apprentices or some apprentices are earning as little as $12 an hour because of the dumb junior rate system we have in this country, like the juice is just not worth the squeeze anymore. I think as well, young people now know the cost of the physical injuries. And that with the burnout and the psychosocial harm that follows you home. Young people, we also know the difference between friendly banter and outright bullying or dangerous behaviour. So this is not that this is just a softer generation or something that we're just putting up with. It's we've learned the difference between a joke and abuse, and we know when those lines are blurred, it can really end in tragedy. And until that culture shifts in these industries, we will just keep losing good people, especially women and diverse apprentices who want to build a rewarding career in the trades, but the environment just isn't safe or welcoming enough to keep them. And when you combine that with like pay below the minimum wage, it's just not worth it.
A lot of experiences, stories coming through on the Hack text line now. Someone says, I was an apprentice mechanic. My boss was also really powerful in the industry. I was offered a position by someone else, but he put a stop to it and I was told I was never offered it. Lost the passion and I ended up leaving the industry. Someone else says maybe the apprenticeship process just isn't working. Being a tradesperson doesn't make you a good teacher. Is that person's opinion there? And another person says, I did three trades and have suffered huge amounts of bullying that led to self-harm and needing medication and therapy. I am now self-employed. If you or someone you do know needs support, by the way, remember Lifeline is always there on 13 11 14. Yolanda, if this is happening to you, like I'm sure there's an apprentice listening right now who's experiencing some horrible stuff at work, what are your rights? What can you do?
Sure. So first, know that it's not normal and this is not just how it is or how it should be. So keep a record of what's happening. Write stuff down. And second to that, in terms of where you can go for support, your union is absolutely an option that you should explore. Join your union and reach out to them. If you're an apprentice in Victoria, you should have an apprenticeship support officer as well. So if you're not sure who that is, get in touch with your TAFE teacher or someone at your TAFE, and they can get you in contact with an ASO. In Victoria, we also have an apprentice help desk that can provide advice or refer you onto legal services if you need it. But yeah, just the main message is, you know, in 2022, 2023, 70% of the Young Workers Centre clients were apprentices, and the same stories keep coming up about bullying, harassment, wage theft and unsafe work sites. So we know how common this is, but we also know that there are ways to fix it, and that involves joining your union, having a talk to them, talking to your workmates as well. And when you don't put up with, like, we don't put up with this behaviour in the office, and a worksite is legally held to the same standard as white-collar workers. Yeah. So remember that you deserve to learn your trade in a safe, respectful workplace, and you shouldn't have to put up with abuse to earn a qualification.
Yolanda Robson from the Young Workers Centre in Victoria, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
We've got Joe on the line now, who was a butcher's apprentice. Joe, have you been through some rough stuff in your apprenticeship?
Yeah, I was just a general exclusion. Worked really hard, really dedicated myself to the job, and just eventually got pushed to the side and given the menial tasks, and eventually taken to the side and said, look, we're not happy with your progress and we'll see you later.
Oh, it's the same story, Joe, that we're hearing from people all the time who are like, I did nothing wrong and I loved that job, but I couldn't stick with it. Hey, thank you so much for speaking to us and sharing your experience. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's pretty clear there's a massive issue here. It's been a problem for years, and while I think a lot of support is out there for young workers, it doesn't mean that the problem's going away. And we've just heard it's not one industry, whether it's tradies and construction, whether it's hairdressers, butchers, all of them are reporting the same issues. We want to stay on this. We want to keep talking about it. And we want you to know that if you've had an experience that you think we should know about, you can always hit us up on Hack's Instagram. We're on TikTok as well. We'd love to hear from you. I'll catch you next time.